Time to get the weekly warnings from the Better Business Bureau. Steve Burness reporting on scams and spams. Good morning, Steve. Let's talk first about the storm chasers who are out there. What do people need to be careful about?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Just like every other storm that seems to be happening, the storm chasers come out of the woodwork. We're hearing reports from consumers who are getting knocks on the doors, leaflets in their mailboxes, and not knowing who these companies are or where they're registered. So a lot of these are out-of-town contractors that basically have a tail light warranty. As soon as their tail light is gone, the warranty is over. In other words, you'll never see these people again. So I know you have to make a quick decision, and you might have damage to your house or property or some way, but it's best, Bob, to do what somebody you know and trust and get two or three bids, even during times like this, because these storm chasers are taking advantage of consumers, and there's a lot of great businesses we know.
Mm-hmm. And we should point out that if you go to the Better Business Bureau website, not only are you made aware of bad business, but also you've got good businesses listed there too, don't you?
We do, Bob. So we're a referral agency. We've been doing this for 100 years in Chicago and Northern Illinois. You can come to us, find businesses you can trust. So if you need a roof or a fence or a tree removal company, you can go to the BBB site, look for companies in your area, and specifically those who meet our standards and have secured BBB accreditation, which that seal, the BBB seal, the sign of a better business. But, you know, sometimes bad businesses steal that seal as well. So make sure you verify those information. But, yeah, we're a referral agency, Bob. We can help them find businesses easily.
Go to BBB.org for that, BBB.org. It's Lollapalooza time, so it's also time for phony ticket websites, fake wait lists, and dead wristbands. Tell us about all this.
Well, Bob, we're hearing a lot from consumers, especially who've been victimized. You know, Lollapalooza, as you say, is one of Chicago's business weekends, but you know, unfortunately, scammers know that, and the excitement may otherwise smart people make some decision they normally wouldn't make. So it's kind of like, Bob, that fear of missing out. It overrides common sense. So somebody promises you a ticket, or they can promise you the wristband, rather. Mm-hmm. Make sure you know who they are, because there's a lot of people that are selling on, you know, Facebook Marketplace, Twitter, and all those others, Craigslist. But it's really a hotbed of scams on the social media sites. Bob, it's like going down a dark alley and buying tickets from somebody out of a car. You wouldn't do that in a traditional marketplace. Why should you do it on the online marketplace? So we suggest you deal with licensed ticket brokers and the venue itself. So go to Lollapalooza.com and go on their wait list as well, or go to, you know, one of those well-known websites that are ticket brokers. But anything else short of that, promising tickets or giving a wristband, you never know what to expect, and you may not get it at all, Bob.
And those counterfeit tickets can look very professional and official, can't they?
They are. They're sending tickets out now, even though there's wristbands involved with this event, but people don't know what to expect. So, yeah, even the wristbands are sending out fake wristbands, if you're even getting one.
Hmm.
And sometimes, Bob, they send you the wristband, and then the scammer puts it down as stolen, so they get the new wristband from Lollapalooza where you're left holding a closed-out wristband. So be very careful on that, Bob.
Watch out for that. We're also getting some reports about license plate stickers being stolen. Have you heard a lot about this?
Yeah, we're hearing that one of your listeners reported in LaGrange area in the train station. It happens all the time with people. Bad business thieves take the stickers off your vehicles. It's recommended by law enforcement throughout the country to score your license plate sticker a little bit with a razor blade, just so if somebody peels it off, it would come up in pieces, make it harder. It's almost like a checkboard. But the key, Bob, is also taking off your old sticker as well, because the more stickers you put on, the easier it is for that thief to take it off of your license plate. You want to protect it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Slice through it a few times. That's a good tip. This Better Business Bureau trust poll was very interesting. And tell us about the results of this, Steve.
Yeah, Bob, we just issued a trust poll again for this year. And really, you know, trust, as we talk about, Bob, remains the foundation of, you know, every successful business relationship. For the second consecutive year, the Better Business Bureau found out roughly half of respondents reported they do not work for a trustworthy business, which is kind of alarming, Bob. that finding really highlights, you know, the need for our organizations to foster that ethical cultures and communicate transparency and fix that as well, because you have 49% of the people believe that their organization is not trustworthy. That's really alarming and concerning, Bob.
Very much so. And one more thing I wanted to ask you about, we talk a lot about AI, and now apparently scammers are tricking Google's AI Gemini to actually turn against you. What's this all about?
Unfortunately, there's a known bug in Google where basically you have to enable a known sender setting in your Google Calendar or Google Meet. If you don't do that, anybody can send you a Google Meet or Google Calendar invite. And in those embedded, the scammers have put that those links in there to have malware and spyware on it, Bob. So if you click on those links thinking it's coming from a friend, you could be subject your computer to that. So if you do have a Gmail account or Google account, make sure you enable the known sender setting, which protects people from getting calendar invites from people you don't know. Don't click on those links in those calendar invites. And if your call ID says Google, and they're there from the tech support to help you, that's another known scam recently. That's not Google calling you. It's a scammer posing as Google because they can alter the caller IDs, you know, Bob. So make sure you do the research and check. And if you think it's Google, go to Google's site directly, not to a person's phone.
Good tips, as always, from Steve Bernis, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thank you, Steve. Talk to you again next Thursday.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.
You too.